understanding better by and by. Amen. Giving honor to Almighty God. Only true living God.
Yes.
Giving honor to precious Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Is he your Lord today?
Oh, yes, he's Lord.
Amen. Giving honor to the precious Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir, God.
Who is here with us right now.
Jesus, thank you.
Leading and guiding and teaching, giving us understanding.
Yes.
I want to recognize our pastor, amen.
Yes, sir, God.
Been on the battlefield for a while, working hard for the Lord, amen.
Yes.
Thank you for this opportunity, giving honor to my beautiful wife.
Jesus.
Amen. Thank God for her.
Yes, amen, God. Thank you.
And thank God for all of you who are here this morning. Has God been good to you?
Amen. Yes, amen. Yes, amen. Yes.
Hope you don't mind. I'm taking my time this morning.
Have your way, God.
I don't plan to be here long. God does have a word for us this morning. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to say a good word.
Good word.
Amen. It's been good to me all week.
Yes.
But before we begin, let us go before God in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, no, we need prayer.
Yes. Always out of prayer.
Everything ought to start with prayer.
Always out of prayer.
Almighty God, blessed Father, we come before you this morning. Lord God, we can't do anything without you.
Yes, sir, God.
You are our everything.
Yes, you are.
You are everything to us. Yes. We are nothing without you. So, Lord God, we come before you and we submit so humbly. You are everything. I can't even say it enough. But Lord, we come before you this morning. We're asking that you will lead and guide as I preach this word, Father. I am just your vessel.
Yes.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit that I may be able to preach your word.
Yes, sir.
Touch the hearts of the hearers. They may be able to receive your word. And Lord, we pray right now we'll be unified with every man and woman of God that is gathered under Jesus' name this morning, hearing your word all over the world, that we all be unified in one spirit.
Yes.
Under one Lord and Savior, under one God.
Yes.
That wherever we are, you are preparing us to be received back to you one day.
Jesus.
Lord God, we thank you.
Thank you, Father.
We praise you. It is in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. This morning, sermon is going to be coming out of the book of Matthew. If you have your Bibles, if you would turn with me to Matthew chapter 13. And this morning I had read for you Matthew 13, 36 to 43. But I'm going to begin at Matthew 13, verse 24. And those that are taking notes, I want to give you a title. We can go ahead and get that written down so you can get an idea of where we may be going. The title is, There is a War Going On. There is a war going on. And I'm going to start reading at verse 24, and I'll read all the way down to verse 30. And the word of God reads thusly. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? He said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat unto my barn.
All right.
Amen. We're getting a glimpse of the kingdom of God. Amen. Here Jesus begins by saying the kingdom of heaven is likened. The kingdom of heaven is likened. Now, here Jesus is taking something that we can't understand, which is the kingdom of heaven, and using an agricultural example so that his listeners could understand it. See, Jesus knew his audience. Amen. Jesus was speaking to a people whose cultural occupation was agriculture. Or as we refer, they were farmers. Amen. Farming was, for them, was more than just growing food. What was produced determines one's economic value in their society. Or as we would call it, their net worth. Amen. Now, in the days of Christ, money was not as important as the harvest. Understand that. The harvest was what was most important. What was harvested was more than just food to them. It was a means by which they could trade for services and goods and get other things that they might need. Amen?
All right.
If one didn't maintain a consistent cycle of planting and harvesting, or if one didn't produce a good crop that year, they would not have the ability to keep that cycle going, and it would affect everything in the house. Amen? So having a bad year would affect what we call their net worth.
All right.
Or their economic value. They wouldn't have enough money or enough means to get the other things that they needed. Now, this system of what we call seed time and harvest time is what kept the whole society going. Mm-hmm. And Jesus knew this. This is why he used this parable, because they could relate. Uh-huh. Now, what I'd like to do is I'd like to go and back and read verses 24 to 30, but I'm going to read it with verses 36 and 43 intertwined so you can get an idea of what the meaning is behind it. So Jesus gave the parable, but he went and gave his disciples the meaning later.
Yes.
Amen. So if you're a disciple of Christ, this is for you. This is the meaning. So I'm going to start at verse 24, so you just follow. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man. Who is the man? The man is the Son of Man. We're talking about Jesus. Jesus is that man. Which sowed good seed.
Good seeds.
Jesus said that the good seed is the children of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. All right? And it says he sowed good seed in his field. Mm-hmm. Jesus said the field is the world.
Amen.
So Jesus has sowed the children of the kingdom in the world. But while men slept, his enemy, so who is the enemy?
The enemy.
You got to know your enemies, right?
Yes, sir.
The enemy is the devil.
The devil.
Or we would call him the wicked one. Mm-hmm. The enemy or the devil came and he sowed tares.
Yes.
Now Jesus said that the tares was the children of the wicked one.
Mm-hmm. Children of the wicked one.
So think about what's taking place here. We got Jesus has sowed his children in the world. The enemy came and sowed his children in the world.
Uh-huh.
So he sowed these tares among the wheat, mm-hmm, and went his way. Oh, went on, yes, about his business.
Yes.
That's the enemy. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, we're talking about the children of the kingdom begin to grow and flourish, mm-hmm, and begin to, the word of God begin to move across the face of the earth. Amen. Mm-hmm. And begin to bring forth fruit. Then appeared the tares, or the children of the wicked one, mm-hmm, also.
Yes.
So the servants of the householder came, and we're talking about Jesus. They came and said, "Sir, didst not thou sow good seed?" Or, all didn't, right, you sow the children of the kingdom into the world?
Yeah.
From whence have the children of the wicked one come? Where did they come from?
Yes.
He said, the enemy, the devil,
yeah,
have done this. He sold them. Mm-hmm. The servant said unto him, "Well, wilt thou that we go and gather them up?"
Uh-huh.
Let's go get them.
Yeah.
Let's go get the children of the wicked one and let's go get them out of there. Mm-hmm. He said, "No, we're not going to do that."
Uh-huh.
Because the blade had already started coming up. They already started producing fruit, right?
Uh-huh.
So he said, "No, we're not going to go gather them up right now. What we're going to do is, don't touch them, lest ye also root up the children of the kingdom."
Yes.
Amen. He said, "Let them both, let the wheat and the tares, let the children of the kingdom, let the children of the wicked one, let them grow together.
Uh-huh.
I got this."
Yes.
Amen. I'm in control.
Uh-huh.
"Let them grow together until the harvest." The harvest is the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or the end of the age.
Uh-huh.
And at the time of the harvest, or the end of the world, I will say to my reapers, the reapers are the angels.
Yes, yes.
He's going to say to his angels, "Gather ye together first the children of the wicked one, or the tares,
uh-huh,
and bind them up."
Bind them up.
"To burn them."
Uh-huh.
"And then I want you to gather the wheat, which is my children."
Yes.
"And put them into my barn, which, yeah, is the Father's kingdom."
Yes, yeah, yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
There's a war going on. So here Jesus is communicating in a way that every person during that time could understand.
That's right.
Right? He gave his disciples, took them off to the side, gave them the real meaning. But he spoke in parables to everybody else.
Uh-huh.
Why did he speak in parables? Well, parables are designed that if you really want to know God, mm-hmm, a parable would draw you to God. But if you playing, mm-hmm, you really don't want to know who God is, a parable will confuse you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So if you really want to know God, a parable will draw you to God. You want to know more.
Mm-hmm.
If you just seeking, you trying to come after God and you're trying to mess with his children, just trying to see what they know, you'll be confused by these parables. Mm-hmm. So he's communicating in a way that they could understand, which they understood sowing and reaping. They understood the seed time and the harvest time. So when we look at the scriptures, we're not just looking at agriculture, but we're also looking at what's valuable to the sower.
Yes, yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Who is the sower? Son of Man.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Jesus. What's valuable to Jesus? Let's look at verse 24. "The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man," mm-hmm, talking about the Son of Man, talking about Jesus, which sow good seed, amen, and sow the children of the kingdom in his field, which is the world. Mm-hmm. Now the scripture tells us that he sowed good seed into his field. Mm-hmm. So there's no question about the value of the seed. It's good.
A good seed.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So this is valuable to the sower. Mm-hmm. You that good seed. Mm-hmm. You're valuable to Almighty God. You mean something. Maybe somebody told you don't mean that you ain't gonna never be nothing. Mm-hmm. That ain't what God say. You mean something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He planted you for a reason.
Oh, you got a purpose. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
As men say, you got a purpose.
Yes.
You might not know your purpose yet, but you have a purpose.
Yes, that's right.
You're not here for no reason. Mm-hmm. God doesn't plant things just to be planting them. Mm-hmm. Amen?
All right.
Verse 25 says, but while men slept. I just want to touch on that for a minute. It didn't say the Son of Man slept. The sower didn't sleep.
That's right.
It said, but while men slept.
Make it plain.
Said, it is very natural for anyone to physically go to sleep. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, we recommend you get enough sleep, right?
Yes.
It makes you a better person. Uh-huh. You find somebody that has a lack of sleep, I'll show you somebody with some problems. Mm-hmm. When I used to work third shift and I didn't sleep well, my wife would tell you, I want the best person to be around. Amen.
It's all right.
Everybody has to get a good night's sleep. But that's not the kind of sleep I'm talking about. It is not good for someone who is saved to fall asleep spiritually.
All right.
Amen. If you saved today, you shouldn't be asleep spiritually.
That's right.
Write the scripture down. 1 Peter 5 and 8. It says thusly, be sober, be vigilant.
Be vigilant.
Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Uh-huh. Be sober.
Be sober.
Be vigilant.
Vigilant. That's
right. You hear what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Listen to this. When one is sober, right? He is not under the influence of his passions.
That's right.
Right? So if Jesus is not your passion, then you're under the influence of something else.
All right now.
If Jesus doesn't drive you, if you don't do all things to the glory of God, amen, then you're being driven by another passion. It's like being intoxicated.
All right now.
Unfortunately, I've been intoxicated. Right?
Yeah.
I don't really remember a lot of stuff. Amen. That's why the Bible preaches against getting drunk. Right? Because you can't really remember what's going on. People have to tell you what you did and what you said and how you acted. Amen. And you can't really deny it because you don't remember. And there are other things that you can do in life that will do the same thing. Drugs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. You can be intoxicated on the world.
Say so.
I would fair to say that many of our children are intoxicated on video games.
Mm-hmm.
That was tough because my kids play video games. Now I got to watch them. Make sure they ain't drunk. All these video games.
All right.
Amen. Yes. See how the Holy Spirit will enlighten you to all kinds of things.
Yes, He will.
But He also says be vigilant.
Vigilant.
Which means to be watchful. Mm-hmm. Have circumspect.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to see all the things around you. Amen. Now, you might not be able to physically see everything around you, but the Holy Spirit will show you everything you need to see.
Yes.
Make sure that you are watchful.
Mm-hmm.
make sure that you, it says to be attentive to discover and avoid danger.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? The Holy Spirit will show you. He'll show you how to stay away from stuff, how to avoid danger, and to provide safety.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, he will.
When you're submitted to the Holy Spirit, you can keep somebody else out of mess.
Yeah.
Be vigilant. Be sober.
Yeah.
Because your adversary, the devil, he is seeking whom he may devour. He's trying to catch us, as we call it in the 90s, slipping. Amen. We probably didn't coin that phrase, but we definitely used it. Oh, let me catch you slipping. And that's what the enemy is trying to do.
Oh, yes.
He's trying to catch us slipping, trying to catch us, as the pastor would say, off God. Amen?
Yes.
That's what he's doing. Verse 25. But while men slept, his enemy, who is the enemy? The devil.
The devil.
Came and sowed tares. Mm-hmm. So he sowed the children of the wicked one. Mm-hmm. Sowed his unrighteous doctrine, mm-hmm. his antichrist mentality in the world.
Yes.
Among the wheat,
children
of the kingdom, these are the men and women who spread the gospel, bring the good tidings of truth. Amen?
Yes.
So every time there's a truth, there's also a false.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And went his way.
Uh-huh.
Ain't that just like a coward?
Yes.
Go do something and then leave.
Yeah.
Amen. So why did the enemy do this? Why did the devil do this? Why not just destroy the wheat? Right? I tell you why. Because he couldn't stop the wheat.
That's right.
Because this is good seed from the soil. We're talking about the Son of Man.
Yeah.
This is God. God has no equal. There's no such thing as the devil being his opposite.
All right.
That's right.
God has no opposite.
Right.
Amen?
Yeah. That's right.
God has no opposite. So there's no such thing as God on this side, the devil on this side.
All right.
There's just God. The devil has no power. Think about the scripture I said that he was as a roaring lion.
Yeah.
Be that bad, why he not a lion? Amen?
Mm-hmm.
But he's still your adversary.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't stop the wheat from being wheat.
That's right.
This shows the enemy's limitations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God has no limits.
God is not limited.
So if he's limited and God has no limits, he can't be God's equal.
Yeah, that's right.
Because the enemy couldn't destroy the wheat or the wheat's value.
Mm-hmm.
What did we say? The wheat was what?
Good.
He couldn't stop the wheat from being good because he doesn't have the power to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So all he could do is sow false doctrines and unrighteous individuals in the places where God's children are.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Hear what I'm saying? There's a war going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're weak, you ought to be praising God right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Amen? Mm-hmm. You ought to be giving God the praise.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Only people that should be quiet right now to tell us.
Hey, all right.
Amen.
All right.
I'm not saying you got to run around, jump around, and go down the hall and all that kind of stuff, but you should be giving God some praise.
Amen.
You should be thanking God.
Yes.
Only people that should be keeping their mouth shut are the tares. They should be terrified.
Yep.
But if you're weak, let me tell you what that means. Right? So the enemy can't bother you.
Mm-hmm.
He can't stop you from being weak. Now he's trying to persuade you to stop serving God.
Come on now.
But he can't stop you.
Yes.
He's going to bring all the devices against you.
Yes.
He's going to try to make it hard for you.
Yes.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
If you're serving God, he's going to come against you.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you what my word says.
Yes.
My God says this: no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper.
Right. Just won't work.
And every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment, I can condemn it.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. No weapons formed against me shall prosper. Do I believe that? Mm-hmm. If I believe that, I'm at like it. Mm-hmm. Amen. Verse 26. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also.
All right, now.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Now, when we got saved, we came into the knowledge of the truth, as the Bible says, and we begin to grow. Begin to grow in the Lord, and the Holy Spirit begins to produce fruit of the Spirit in us.
Yeah.
We're starting to grow. You're actually starting to look like a Christian. Amen.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden the tares come. That's when the tares that were planted in the world begin to appear.
Yeah.
All those things, those people.
Yeah.
Think about all the events that happen in your life. One of the sisters was giving her testimony this morning, talking about what she had been through in her life and how she overcame. It's because God planted something in her.
Yes.
You can't stop wheat from being wheat.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
If you are truly submitted to God, nobody can stop you.
Yes.
You can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. You cannot be stopped. You're wheat.
Yes.
You're that good seed. You came out of a good seed. You cannot be stopped. You are the head and not the tail.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be stopped. Now, Jesus prayed for this very situation.
Mm-hmm.
Write down this scripture. James 17, verse 9, and then write down 15 to 20. Now listen, this is Jesus praying. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Verse 15, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
Right.
Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I also sent them into the world. For their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which have shall believe on me through their word.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes for you and me. If you believe, that prayer is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think Jesus can get a prayer through?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe his prayer gonna come to pass?
Oh yeah.
So I don't care how you escape. You can't escape being in the world, but you can escape being of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
He prayed that the Father would keep you from the evil.
Yeah. That's right.
From all the tares and the wicked one and all his devices. Yeah. He can keep you.
Yeah. Yes, he can.
You can be right in the midst of the mess, but not be of it.
Yeah.
Yes, say so.
Think about what's going on at your jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what you see out in the street. You're just trying to go to the grocery store and all the mess you see. Amen. You ain't got to be a part of that.
Yeah.
All the road rage on the road.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be a part of that. We're talking about gossip this morning. You ain't got to be in that.
Yeah.
Somebody want to bring you some gossip? They look, that ain't how I roll. Don't be bringing me nothing. I don't want to know it. Got to set a standard.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
once you set a standard, they know, well, we can't go to so-and-so with this.
That's right.
Amen. Now, when they will come to you is when they really want to know something that's of value. Because they know the type of person you are.
Right.
And they'll confide in you and they'll tell you their problems because they know you ain't going to tell nobody. Uh-huh. But when you're a gossiper, they ain't going to tell you nothing. Yep. 1 John 2:15 says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him."
Not in him.
So Jesus said, "I'm going to put you in the world, but I don't want you to love all that stuff you're going to see and be exposed to.
Right.
Yeah. You need to love me.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep you.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to make sure that you stay kept.
Yes.
As long as you in me.
Yes.
As long as you in me, you can ask the Father whatever you want because you'll get it. Because as long as you and me, you ain't asked for nothing that I don't want anyway.
Yes.
Amen. And I'm going to keep you. I'm going to make sure that you're kept. Mm-hmm. Because there's going to come a time when I'm going to fix this. But not right now.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm letting you know up front. I'm going to let all this grow together. All this mess we've seen in the news. Mm-hmm. God's just letting it grow.
Yes.
Amen. Because the wheat's still growing.
Yes.
Because all the mess we see can't stop the wheat.
That's
can't
right.
stop the gospel from being spread across the world.
Yes.
I don't care what's going on. Mm-hmm. The word of God is going to go forth.
Yep.
Amen.
Will we be a part of that?
Yep.
Amen. Can't stop it. So don't worry about what we see on the news and all the mess that's going on. God's going to fix that. There's going to come a time when the harvest comes and he's going to separate the wheat and the tares, all the mess that's going on.
He'll do it.
You ain't got to worry about it.
Yeah.
He wants you to be sanctified now.
Yes.
Now let's go back to verse 25. "But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat." And then he went on by the way. Amen. What we're seeing here, we're seeing attack on the owner of the field, not the wheat.
Yeah.
Yeah. It ain't about you. You and I, we just wheat. Right? This is an attack on the owner.
Yeah.
There's a war going on. And it's not between us. That's why I shouldn't be fighting Rev. McMillan.
That's right.
Amen? Because she's not my real enemy.
Yeah.
Who's my enemy? The devil.
Devil.
I may not like something she did or said, but she's not my fight. So the wheat, the children of the kingdom, were caught up in a war between the enemy and the owner, the son of man and the devil.
Yes, all right.
Jesus Christ is the owner. So if the attack is on Jesus and not on the wheat, that means that the battle is not yours,
yes,
it's God's.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The battle's not yours. When somebody come against you, they're coming against God. God will fight your battles. My Bible tells me that God upholds Israel. He never sleeps nor slumbers.
Amen.
Amen. That's what my Bible tells me.
Yes, sir.
And what do you think he's going to do with his church? We are the ones that's supposed to get that gospel out.
Yes.
Jesus said, "I'm going to pray that you be kept from the evil of this world. I'm going to put you in the world.
Right.
I'm going to put you in the world. Don't go out there on your own now."
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, "I'm going to put you out there when it's time for you to go, and I'll keep you."
Yes, sir.
So don't let nobody tell you to just run out there into the drug house. And the Holy Spirit ain't sent you in there. Amen. I'm going to go preach to these jokers at the club. No, you not. Not until the Holy Spirit tell you.
All right.
But when he tell you, he'll send you.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
You don't do anything unless the Holy Spirit send you.
All right. Now.
We have been trying to fight in a battle that's not even ours.
Yes.
I hear people say the devil is attacking me.
Well,
not really.
Right.
He's attacking God. He might be using you to get to God. Remember what he did with Jesus? He tempted Jesus. Amen. And what was he doing with Jesus? See, the Holy Spirit led him to be tempted.
Yes.
So we would know what it's like.
Yeah.
As an example. Uh-huh. Not for us to go through it, because we can learn through obedience.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
You don't have to learn the hard way.
Come on now. Yeah.
Teenagers. Mm-hmm. Young adults.
Yes.
Old folk.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to learn from doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's true.
We can be like Jesus. We can learn through obedience.
That's right.
You can simply learn because your parents said so.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Baby, that's hot. Don't touch that stove. Yeah. Okay. I'm not touching that stove.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Good. Most of us have another experience.
Come on now.
Gotta use that too, but it don't have to be that way.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
You don't really have to know what fire feel like. You just gotta know it'll burn.
That's right.
Feel like I'm preaching now.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Holy Ghost.
You know, when you got your teenager in there, you're trying to find a way to get to them too.
Yeah.
Yep. That's right.
You don't have to learn the hard way.
No.
But if you do, gotta use that too. Parents, we gotta have confidence in God. He can reach them through them bad experiences.
Yep.
Yes. Amen. If not, I wouldn't be here. Amen.
All right.
Praise God. That's a whole nother one. I'm going to leave that one to you. You can keep it now. Amen. Y'all made me lose my place. But as we can see, the enemy, the devil, he's not attacking me. He's attacking God. He's just trying to use me in my life.
Right now.
And when he went after Jesus, what did Jesus do? Hit him with the word.
Yeah.
And what was he trying to do? He was trying to get Jesus to make a decision outside of his Father.
Come on now. Yes, sir.
We're talking about the Son of God. He can do whatever he want to do, right?
Yes.
But he chose to submit to the leading of his Father and not do anything outside of that.
Yes.
So what did he tell him? He said, man should not live by
bread alone,
but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Yeah, I can make some bread, but I ain't gonna do that because my Father didn't tell me to do that.
That's right. That's
so if I'm gonna be hungry, I'm just gonna be hungry till he give me some bread.
That's right.
He also said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. I could jump off this mountain and the angels would come get me, but that ain't what the Father want me to do.
That's right.
Trying to get Jesus to make a decision outside of the Father.
That's right.
He said, you know what? I'll give you all this. See all this stuff in the world? You can have it.
Yeah.
All you got to do is worship me.
Uh-huh.
Jesus said, thou shalt worship the Lord God, and him only shall thou serve.
Only God.
I'd rather be broke than to serve you. Mm-hmm. I want nothing you have. Jesus gave us an example.
Yes, he did.
Going back to verse 24, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field.
Yes.
Listen to this, Ephesians 1, 15 to 18. And it says this, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith. Now this is Paul praying. All right, this is Paul. He's writing a letter about how he prayed. Wherefore also I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him.
Yes.
And he prayed that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. That ye may know what is the hope of his calling.
Yes, yes.
And what the riches of his glory and inheritance in the saints. I want y'all to see what he said. He said, his calling.
Uh-huh.
Not your calling.
All right, now.
Everybody always talking about, what's my calling?
Yeah.
You ain't got no calling. God's got a calling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? It's His calling.
Yeah.
His calling.
His call is to whatever He wants you to do.
Yeah.
Then you go do that. Uh-huh. Nobody can tell you what your calling is. God's got to tell you what the calling is. But it says, the hope of His call. There's a hope.
Yeah.
He's hoping for something.
Yes.
He's called you and He's hoping for something.
Yes.
And what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. He's trying to get something out of the saints.
Yes, sir.
Let's put this all together. Son of Man has planted you in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You that good seed is supposed to spread the word of God.
Yes.
Right? The Father has a calling for you.
Yes.
His calling.
Uh-huh.
And He's expecting something out of it.
Yes.
Because you're valuable. When you have something valuable, you expect a return.
Yes.
When you plant it somewhere, when you invest it. He's invested us in the world.
That's right.
He wants an investment out of us.
Mm-hmm.
So I got 2 points here. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling. God wants you to know what the hope of His calling is in His field, right? He wants you to know that no man will sow a seed without a purpose.
That's right.
Amen? Ain't that right? With my farmers in here?
Yes.
Ain't that right?
Exactly.
You don't plant a seed unless you expect something to come up.
That's right.
He wants our eyes to be open so we'll know the hope of His calling or His purpose for planting us.
That's
who is
right.
Us? The wheat. The children of the kingdom.
That's
He has
right.
planted this wheat for a reason.
That's right.
Now let me give you a contrast. A weed will just grow.
Yes, it will.
Nobody expects anything from a weed. Amen?
Just a
weed. As a matter of fact, if you like me, when you see a weed, you yank it up immediately. Especially when they grow in the wrong place. Saw
That's
a weed.
Right.
I saw a weed next to my rose bush the other day.
Yeah.
That joke didn't last long. I yanked him up quick. Because if I didn't, he would grow and he would spread.
Yeah.
And he would take over my rose bush.
Yeah.
So every so often I'm looking in my little garden, you know, because it's still new to me, right? And I see something ain't supposed to be there, I plug it out.
That's right. Good.
Amen. Good. You're looking there, you ain't gonna find no weeds in there. If you do, it ain't gonna last long because I'm getting rid of it. But a weed would just grow. No one expects a harvest from that.
No,
but when you plant a crop, you plant it with a purpose.
Yes.
When you plant watermelon, what you want?
Watermelon.
When you plant cucumbers, what you want?
Cucumbers.
God is planting wheat in the earth. What is He expecting? More wheat, right?
Yep.
He don't want just you.
Mm-hmm.
He want more wheat.
Yes, sir.
He's planted us with a purpose. That's His calling. And what the riches of His glory and His inheritance in the saints. God wants our eyes to be open. He wants us to understand what is the riches and the glory of His inheritance in the saints.
Yes.
Y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, since we have established that the sower has sowed good seed. And is valuable to Him, right?
Yes.
He wants us to know what God has to gain.
Yes.
Hear what I said? What God has to gain.
Yes.
You just here so God can get the glory.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
So you benefit because you join heirs.
Yes.
Who cares if you own it
when
you join heirs?
That's right.
See, my son is finally starting to understand that when I say this is my house, it don't bother him as much because he gets all the benefits anyway.
Yes.
Pick one. I got three of them. Pick one. I remember my dad used to tell me the same thing. It took me till I was grown to realize, you know what? I had it good. I had all this stuff. I came up during a time when I pretty much had a bathroom to myself when most people didn't. Had my own room. I didn't really want for nothing. Didn't have a whole lot. Never went hungry. I don't know nothing about that.
All right, man.
He probably didn't buy me all the clothes I wanted, but I sure didn't go starving. I won't name it.
That's right.
Amen.
Clothes on your back.
Amen.
Food to eat. Roof over your head.
All those project years, I really don't remember that because I was too little. Amen. The struggling years that my mom and dad might have went through, I don't know anything about that. All I know is when I really remember, I had a house.
Yes.
Wasn't that big, but it was a house.
All right.
I had friends with less stuff than me. But where am I going with this? God has something to gain from you. It's not about us.
Yes. Yes.
It's about what God started this way back when Adam messed up.
Yes, sir.
God said, I'm going to fix it.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to fix that. That don't mean I'm not going to punish you.
All right.
But I'm going to fix it.
Yes.
This has been in plan and in play way back since the beginning. This is not nothing new. We just new to this.
Yes.
Amen. We need to understand that what God has to gain, even the enemy knows what God has to gain, which is why he sowed the tares.
Yes, sir.
Man, if I don't sow those tares over there, he's going to have a bountiful harvest.
Yeah.
I got to do something about that. I might not be able to stop the wheat, but I can put some tares in there that can make it hard for the wheat to grow.
Come on now.
But what he didn't know, this is good seed.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
This is good seed. He didn't know that the harvest was coming, and God know how to deal with the tares during the harvest.
That's right.
See, there's a war going on. See, he came and sowed tares among the wheat. And this is an attack on God. Is to keep the seed from reaching its full potential in their life. That's why you've been through so much.
Yes.
He's trying to keep you from reaching your full potential. But guess what? Didn't work. You're sitting here. You're a child of the God. Whenever we see the enemy come in our lives, I want you to know something. When the enemy comes and attacks, it's only because there's something valuable there.
Say so.
He can't destroy the good seed. He can only try to stop it. Amen. As long as the wheat stays planted and rooted in the good ground, it'll grow.
So true.
So you got to work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. You got to stay in that good ground.
Yes.
Stay grounded in the word so you can grow.
Yes.
No matter what the tares do.
Yes.
So you can grow. Think about Job. God said, have you considered my servant Job? Of course I have.
Yeah.
You got that hedge around him. No wonder he served you.
Yeah.
You put your hands on him, he'll curse you.
Yeah.
Job lost everything. Lost his kids, cattle, property, respect with his friends.
His help.
Wife started getting on his help. That's right. But guess what? He still didn't curse God.
All right now.
Because he knew who he was. Yeah. All that happened to him, he was still good seed.
Yes, sir. Good seed.
What about Joseph?
All right. Now.
Minding his own business.
Uh-huh.
Right? Might have been a little spoiled.
Uh-huh.
Father might have spoiled him a little bit, but that was no right for his family to sell him into slavery.
All right now.
Right? And during that time, God prospered him in a foreign land, and it became second in command under the Pharaoh.
Yes.
I mean, he ruled everything.
Yes, sir.
And when he came back in contact with his brothers who did this to him, they were afraid.
Yes, sir.
You know what he told them?
Mm-mm.
Don't even worry about it. What happened to me, what you guys did, what you thought for evil, God meant it for good.
Amen.
Right? He planted me here to make sure you guys were provided for.
Yes, indeed.
Because he had a whole nation to save.
Amen.
You guys were the seeds of a nation, so he needed to save y'all. Yeah. He allowed y'all to do that so he could save everybody.
Yes, yes.
You can't stop the weak. What about David?
All right, talk.
Little David.
Uh-huh.
Found out he was going to be king, right?
Yes.
Saul, who was the current king, got threatened. I'm going to kill this little boy. Went after him. Tried to kill him.
Yes, yes.
Didn't work. For God has set forth, you cannot stop.
No. Amen.
What God has for you, can't nobody stop it.
It's for you.
You that good seed
yes.
that God has planted in the earth. You have a purpose.
A purpose.
Nobody can stop that.
Purpose.
Now, you might hinder yourself by
all
not
right,
staying planted in the good ground.
Yeah.
Amen. You might allow the tares to take your nourishment out of the soil.
Yes.
But that's on you. But David still became king.
Oh, yes.
And with all of this, I want you to understand one thing. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You cannot be stopped. You are awesome, mighty people of God. You are his good seed, his wheat that's going to bear fruit for the Father. And in the end, he's going to gather us all into his kingdom. And all the ones that have been messing with you, he's going to take care of them.
Yes.
So you don't have to pray, God, get rid of this person. And he might not even get rid of all your situations.
Yes.
God will show you how to grow in the midst.
Amen.
My Bible says he will prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
Amen.
Ask God that his will be done.
Yes.
And if he remove it, that's great. If he don't, that's great too. Because
Amen.
You're a good seed. And you're going to grow anyway. Nobody can stop you. Somebody ought to praise him.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're a good seed. You ought to praise him right there.
Father. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. We're going to close out in prayer. Almighty God, we just truly thank you right
thank
now.
You, God.
You are the great husbandman.
Yes, sir, God.
The great farmer. You do not plant anything that is not good. And Lord, we are your children. We thank you for planting us the way you have. Now, Lord God, we pray that you will cultivate us.
Yes, sir, God.
You will water us. You will feed us.
Oh, yes.
And that we will grow and bring forth much fruit for you.
Yes, sir, God.
Father, we understand that it's not about us.
Yes.
Lord, we pray right now that whatever you allow us to enjoy, we will enjoy. But we pray that you will get all the glory out of everything we do and say.
Amen.
Lord God, prepare us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. To be the children of the kingdom that you have planted in this world. Father, we praise you, we glorify you, and we thank you. It is in Jesus' name, sake we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Understanding now, so you need to realize and and go forth and bear much fruit for your good seed.
Yes, Lord.
Can't nothing come out of bad.
Come on,
good. No bad can come out of good. Like the tree. Tree that is to bear pears cannot bear peaches. So think about it. Jesus has taken care of all of that for us, and he's given us of his spirit. And Mr. Raleigh mentioned very clearly, we are joint heirs with Christ. And because we are joint heirs with him, we ought to be about his business and not what the enemy is doing. You've heard the word. You know where you are. We know that there's a war going on. But see, the battle is not ours. It is the Lord's. So, as we sing this song, we're going to ask them to lead us and guide us.